You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The story has a little thing here in parentheses that says not in-laws, question mark. That's the thing. You can't really.
You can't do that.
It's tough to ban in-laws because then your spouse is going to be like, well, what about your family? Are we banning them too?
We have. I'm trying to think of how much I can talk about this. We have made a little bit of a stink. No, because we have banned one person this year. We finally spoke up and said it. Unfortunately, I can't say it, but it has caused a stink with a couple other people. So Thanksgiving should be pretty interesting this year.
Oh, okay.
Because
well, it might be a little bit lighter with the number of chairs occupied around the table.
There would definitely be one less person this year. So, yeah.
They say the top five things that cause family drama over the holidays include lingering or unresolved family issues. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
And every family's got them.
Absolutely.
You know what? That sounds like a great. When we get back from our Thanksgiving break, I'm going to make a note here. That would be a pretty interesting segment on our show is what is the lingering / unresolved family issue in your family?
Right. Somebody owes you money. There's been a fight. Something's gone on. Yes. I love those juicy stories.
I am going to
make
save
a note.
This. Make a note right here. Got to save this. I'll call this a December topic. Yeah. But right now, along all of these lines, we've got a problem.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
A variety of ways you can reach out to your boys, not only to share your problems with us, but to sound off once you hear about the ones we're going to read. How do they reach us, Jer?
Mix100.com. That's our big fancy station website. There's a Dom and Jeremy link up top. You can click that or go to our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
All right, this comes from Christina. She's not asking us to change her name, so.
Fine, don't.
I'm not gonna.
We're not gonna.
Christina says, hi, boys. I'd like your opinion on something. My Aunt Dana is coming to Thanksgiving at our house. Good old Aunt Dana.
Sweet hey, Aunt Dana.
Remember the story we just read? It said ants were the top people that we want to ban from.
So what's Aunt Dana's list or issue?
She has no problem. There's no problem with Dana.
Okay.
The problem, I guess, is with Christina. She's got an etiquette question. And we're opening up the phones for this. She says, my Aunt Dana is coming to Thanksgiving at our house. The thing is, I know this summer she got a lot of work done.
Oh, a little buff and polish, huh?
She lists, too, Jeremy. She goes, a nose job, a neck lift, and a brow lift.
She's going to be all stretched up.
Yeah, I had to go look up the brow.
That's where they move your eyebrows up, right?
They actually,
what is it?
I think they just are tightening your forehead, I think.
Oh, I thought they removed your eyebrows, moved them up.
They
stapled them back on.
Super glue.
Make one a little crooked.
So you look like an angry cartoon character. Hey, I had to look up the brow lift.
Okay.
Anyway, a nose job, a neck lift, and a brow lift.
Okay.
Christina says, I heard from my sister that it's all very noticeable.
Oh.
I wonder if that's good or bad.
Because I was going to say, a lot of times those things are subtle and you don't notice, but this one's noticeable. Okay.
The nose job especially. You're going to...
Sure.
If Aunt Dana has always had a unique nose...
Pinocchio nose and...
Now she's had it, you know, worked on. Anyway, Christina goes, my question is, when someone gets work done like that, is it okay to ask about it? I mean, when it's obvious, it almost seems to me like it's open for discussion. She says, what is the etiquette? Can you ask, or do you have to just keep your eyes on her eyes and not comment?
Just let it go.
She says, just curious. That is Christina.
So it sounds like Aunt Dana kind of did this on the down low and didn't tell anybody.
I get the feeling.
Is what I'm getting out of this then? Because nobody knows. It was done this summer. She's been hush-hush about it. Wow.
Here's our phone number. You can call. You can also text your boys in the morning, but we always, of course, prefer the phone call. 303 303- 601-1-MIX-303-691-1649. Hold on, it's making me log back into our text line thing.
Oh,
it kicked me out.
What the hell?
303-691-1649. Christina says, I just want to know the etiquette. Can you talk about it? Can you not? And it wouldn't be just Dana. This could be with anyone. Like if somebody got, you know, a breast job, if a guy got like hair implants.
Yeah. Do you bring it up or just leave him alone?
Are these cosmetic changes that people have?
It's really none of your business, honestly. I mean, you're kind of a busybody if you bring it up because they're doing stuff to make themselves feel better. They don't need to disclose it to anybody or talk about it.
I'm already laughing at one of the texts. Rob says, I would just stare at them until they said, what?
Something. Your brows are different. Your brows are so high.
Oh, that's funny.
You look really excited to be eating those mashed potatoes.
What's the story on the etiquette here, Diana? I mean, they, I guess, didn't make it a complete secret that they were getting work done. So is it, can you talk about it or not?
You know, I have several friends who've had work done, three to be exact. And I find that, you know, each one of them, and probably most people who do this, they did it for themselves because they want to see the person in the mirror that they feel like. So unless they bring it up, I don't think you should say anything. I mean, you can comment, oh, you look beautiful. And then if they want to expand on it after that, then I think it's okay. But
I'm kind of with you. Aunt Dana didn't really talk about that she was doing this. She didn't make an announcement. She didn't let anybody know. So it's kind of private, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get it. I totally get it.
Diana, I'm glad you called. And I hope you have a great day.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, boys.
Bye.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Listener Bill, before we go back to the phones, Bill says, call it out immediately. If they can't talk about it, they shouldn't have got it done.
Hey, what's wrong with your face?
There's delicate Bill.
As soon as you open the door, good God, what happened to you?
Here's Dustin. Dustin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hey, dude.
Are we saying something or are we not? Diana said no. What do you think?
I would definitely say something if it's that noticeable. I mean, I'd compliment them on them, maybe ask them where they had their work done. Who knows? Maybe I'm looking for some work.
We got an email for a text from an Angela. She says, if she looks good, just compliment her on how great she looks. Make her feel like it was money well spent.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's the one that had the work done. And if it's that obvious and noticeable, yeah, I mean, just tell them you look good, you know, make sure you compliment them. That's what they're looking for. They want to feel better about themselves and look good.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I get that, too. Just see,
buddy,
you look
thank
great.
You for calling us. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye, Dustin.
You know, all right. I get all of that. You also kind of, and this is just for discussion, you tiptoe into that area where who's fooling whom? You know, if everybody knows, it's almost, in a way, and I'm not saying that I would say anything, but if you take a step back, it's kind of funny. It's like the elephant in the room thing, right? If she walks in and she looks very different and nobody says a word, then even Aunt Dana in her head is going to go, I know they all notice, but nobody's saying, so it's just
a
game.
Why aren't they saying anything to me?
So it becomes
a
game, really. Everybody knows she did it. She knows they know she did it, and yet we can't talk about it.
Yes, you can, or correct, you can't talk about it because she's got to initiate that conversation, I think. She's got to bring up that this happened. She's got to talk about it beforehand because it's her business. You can't go in and be like, what happened to your face?
I don't disagree with that. I'm just pointing out the silliness of the whole situation in that we all know, but we can't say anything.
But you can't say because it's just not polite, I think. Here's a couple more that came in.
Wait a minute. One other thought, though.
What's that?
Is it the kind of thing that if nobody says anything, that there's at least, and I'm just saying this is a possibility, is it possible that Dana paid all the money, went and had the work done so that people would notice and would compliment the work.
Right.
And if she doesn't hear a peep from anybody, in her head she might be saying, well, there's $12,000 I wasted.
Or she's saying that was $12,000 well spent because really nobody's noticing and I still look really normal and great and...
But
there
I think
is no need
doing,
to say anything.
If you're doing that much work, you want people to notice somehow, I would think. Listen, I don't know. I'm not trying to put any judgment on this.
I don't know how it all works. I've never had
it
done.
I'm just talking about
so.
The dynamics of a family at Thanksgiving. Plus, it's family. I mean, well, it almost seems like families don't have rules like this. I mean, if it's...
It boils down to right now that the family is just gossiping about her because she didn't tell anybody. So the family is actually jerks right now as it is because they're all gossiping about her. They're jerks. They're talking about her behind her back.
It's human nature. I don't think that's being a jerk. I mean, it's just the way we are as humans. If somebody gets a lot of work done on themselves, male or female...
You're going to say something.
People are going to say something. Look, when a guy goes and gets a toupee, I'm sorry. People say
that
something.
That needs to be talked about.
Now we're asking people to change human nature, and we're like, oh, you shouldn't be gossiping. Well, okay.
This is,
you know, Mr. or Ms. Superior. Yes, I'm sure we shouldn't, but we do.
This is spot on from Jennifer that wrote in. She just said, say, is there something different about you? And let them open up about it. If they don't elaborate on the work that they had done, just drop it. And then talk crap about them after they leave, you know, like a normal human being. That's from Jennifer. And then Jared with the cherry on top. He says, when you're carving the turkey, just ask the aunt if she'd like the neck. And he wrote, zing.
Oh,
would you like this nice tight neck from the turkey, Auntie?
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Thank you, Jared.
One more quick call before we go to break.
All right.
Laura has a comment or three. Hi, Laura. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Laura.
So what do you think?
So I think that, like how you were saying earlier, like it's a family, so nobody has the etiquette to not be nosy. So they're setting up themselves to, you know, hear from somebody eventually, but they should also just be open and accept the fact that they did that and not try to hide and pretend like people don't notice stuff.
Yeah. I'm not saying this isn't a delicate situation, because it is. Laura, thank you very much for that call. It's just the tiptoeing that we do. I mean, it's just part of the social graces, right? We tiptoe. Hi, Sandra. Good morning. We'll let you get the last word on this. What do you think?
Good morning. I think everybody has brought up some really valid points, but assuming it doesn't look dreadful, catch her aside in a different room, have a one-on-one conversation, and say something like, you look really good. See how she responds and let that set the tone.
You look really good, but your nostrils are one's bigger than the other. No.
Yeah, well, no, you're right.
You're right.
You know what they should do, Sandra? They've got, still 6 days until Thanksgiving. Someone should be assigned the task of reaching out to Aunt Dana and saying, all right, let's talk. How do you want to handle your face?
Yeah.
Yeah, go out for coffee and say, how are we handling your face at the Thanksgiving
table? What if she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't
well, then
done
you know,
anything.
Then you know how to handle it.
Yes. Then you don't go there.
Okay.
Then you don't do it in front of everyone.
That's wise, actually.
I'm still sticking with leave her alone. How would you feel if you were hosting the party and Aunt Dana comes in and starts commenting about the way you look right away? How would you feel?
Unless it looks dreadful. What do you do?
What are you saying? If it looks dreadful, it's okay to talk about it?
Or do you just make faces at her all day like, ooh.
No, then I wouldn't go there at all. Talk about her afterwards.
Like Jennifer said, just talk crap about her when she leaves.
And you know what?
No,
all of this is ridiculous too, Sandra, because Aunt Dana might come walking into Christina's house and say, oh, Christina, you packed on a few pounds.
That's what I'm saying. How would you feel? Like, oh my God, you got fat in the last year.
Sandra, we got to move on.
Bye, Sandra.
You are delightful. Thank you for sharing with us.